Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Away game before. This is my first away game. Me and my son are headed up there Saturday morning.
You will love Arrowhead. The Chiefs fans are actually very hospitable. Surprisingly so. They're extremely loud crowd. It's very similar to a college-like atmosphere there, which I think you'll enjoy. I enjoyed it whenever each time I've been there.
Good deal. I've seen the stadium here. My dad's family is all from Kansas City and that around that area. So we're excited. We're pumped. Tighten up. That's all I got to say.
Enjoy it, man. And drive safe, travel safe, and we'll see you there.
All right. Sounds good.
Troy in Hendersonville headed to Kansas City among the Titans fan contingency. All of our coverage starting tomorrow, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans and by Brentwood Hearing Center. Time for the VolQuest Report with Austin Price of VolQuest.com. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Long time no talk.
You want to go to Kansas City with us?
You know, I would love to. I think, you know, it wouldn't Baltimore very much like a college atmosphere. I mean, it's very, they even have a band there.
They do. They do. But it's, this is more old school setting. They've got, you know, Kansas City's got the stadium that was built in the 70s. The bowl atmosphere with the way the stadium is shaped. And I don't know. To me, it feels more like a college game there.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fun and a great atmosphere. We'll see if the Titans can slow down Patrick Mahomes, who was slow out of the gate last week.
Yeah.
Austin, will Cade Mays be able to enjoy the atmosphere inside of Neyland Stadium as a Tennessee Vol in 2020?
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, having representation and like Tom Mars, who's got a history of, you know, winning these type of cases and getting players immediate eligibility, you think that the chances are probably better than 50-50. And so, I think Cade and his family are hopeful that, you know, they'll win the appeal and be eligible in 2020. It's something that, you know, I think that Tennessee will practice a certain way in spring practice based off of the fact that they think he will. Now, when they get to fall camp, if they've still not heard something, I think then it would potentially change how they divvy up reps. But I think Cade will have every chance to start trying to win one of the starting five jobs, coming up here in March when spring practice gets going.
You know, lost in all of the craziness with Trey Smith's announcement that he's coming back, the Cade Mays and Kevin Mays lawsuit with his pinky being detached and everything else, was another transfer coming over from USC that T. Martin has a prior relationship with. How can Jones, the wide receiver transfer, help this Tennessee team next year?
Well, you know, he obviously adds some experience. You know, his numbers aren't great coming from USC, and that'd be the first thing I would point out. But, you know, a fresh start can really do a wonder for, kids. I mean, Malik Jackson wasn't setting the world on fire at USC when he came to Tennessee in 2010, and yet he's still playing in the NFL a decade later. So, I think that a guy like Velus Jones, the first thing he brings is speed. And obviously Tennessee's trying to highlight that when they added a guy like Jalen Hyatt in the recruiting class. But they can add to that with an older guy like Velus Jones. And, you know, he's a, you know, state 100-meter champ in Alabama coming out of high school. He's a track-type guy as far as speed. And, Tennessee, I think, will try to find ways to get him the ball. And then, two, he adds depth. I mean, let's face it, Tennessee's not super deep at the wide receiver position. You know, you've got only about seven or eight bodies. A lot of times you'd love to have double-digit bodies. Tennessee is hoping to, use some of that experience with Velus. And then, let's face it, Jim Chaney is going to have a chance to kind of, you know, find different ways to get him the football. When he's had the football in his hands at USC, he's been pretty nice with it. The question is, you know, can you get him the ball? But the USC struggled to get him the ball, and then he struggled at times as well. So, you know, I think a kind of a fresh start can change things for a kid, and maybe it happens here.
Austin, are you anticipating any more coaching changes with the staff?
I am. I mean, I would be shocked if there's not some more change on the staff coming up in the next, any time between this weekend and, after the second signing period. You know, I think that, there are multiple guys on staff that have gotten looks from the National Football League. I think there's some college movement that could still take place. And obviously Tennessee's trying to hire a running backs coach with David Johnson gone. Joe Ossabet will go out on the road tomorrow. He's a candidate for that job. But so is Jay Graham, so is Monterio Hardesty. There are some options out there for Jeremy Pruitt. And depending on, who leaves or finds a job elsewhere and what salaries open up, to me that would determine how Jeremy Pruitt spends his money. I think that's why he's not been in a rush to hire a running back coach, because I think he wants to see how the rest of his staff shakes out. Because you never know, he may need, more money to throw towards somebody to replace one of the other coaches, and then that would, lend itself to going a little cheaper on the running back hire. And that makes some sense with a guy like Monterio Hardesty, who's making about $70,000-$75,000 at Charlotte coaching with Will Healy. So, we'll see how this thing shakes out, but I would expect more.
What are the odds that Ossabet gets promoted? I know that he's the guy now that's on the road that they've elevated to be able to travel to recruit. Do you think there's a solid chance that he gets a full-time gig as an assistant?
I think a lot of it depends on, again, how the rest of the staff movement shakes out. If they go with the running back hire, let's say that everything status quo remained the same and nobody else moved and it was just a running back hire, I'm not sure that he would be the play. But, do I see him on this staff potentially? Sure I do. But I also think that there could be some more shifting around that needs to happen for him to be on this staff in a full-time capacity.
When you look at the situation with Jay Hardy now, I know that he's shutting his recruitment down. Is Tennessee still in the mix there for him? What exactly is the latest with the Chattanooga standout?
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's going to continue to swing there until he signs paperwork. And, they'll go down and, they'll be there tomorrow to see him over in Chattanooga. He's got a basketball game tomorrow night, just much like Tennessee's, offensive staff will likely be over there in Florence, Alabama, to see Dee Beckwith play basketball. His coaches are, getting positioned tonight, and then they'll be out and about first thing tomorrow morning. So, yeah, I mean, Tennessee's going to continue to swing there. Jay Hardy's is about a bizarre recruitment as I've seen in a long time from the standpoint of, he didn't sign early, he told me at Catholic, last week, I was at a basketball tournament. Well, you can send that in from Russia. You don't have to be, email work. It just seems odd. It was like he was an open invitation to come, to come get him when he didn't sign, and now all of a sudden he's saying he shut it down. Nothing will surprise me between now and that first Wednesday in February when the second signing period, comes about.
Austin, thank you as always. We appreciate the visit. We will catch up next week.
All right, send me my flight information. I'll be ready to.
Okay, we'll see you there. We'll get some burn-ins ready for you.
Dress warm.
Sounds good.
Austin Bye. Price, VolQuest.com, coming up at 11:15, Clay Travis, and we will listen into Mike Vrabel's press conference next on the Midday 180, 104.5 The Zone. 104.